With an estimated 113 million domestic viewers, Super Bowl is the biggest day in American advertising.
Follow Budweiser on Twitter this Super Bowl season for
updates. Increasingly, it is also one of the busiest days online, with social media exploding over ads that flopped or scored big.
I don't think Budweiser can tell you that the puppy ad sells more beer the day after the Super Bowl, but what they would tell you is it makes a deep emotional connection.
A 30-second ad costs a whopping $4.5 million. That's the most expensive in history. That level of investment demands social media returns, says Adweek's James Cooper in a Skype interview.
If you can tease or release your spot onto YouTube, you can get a lot of social chatter even before the game kicks off. Some of these pre-release ads and teasers get millions of hits on YouTube and create a lot of buzz, and that is a way for them to justify the cost.
Bud Light's pre-released real-life Pac-Man spot already has millions of views. Lexus is touting its new hybrid, and Victoria's Secret is showcasing its world-famous angels. Both companies release their ads in advance of the big game. Both are hoping for social media traction. In addition to Super Bowl regulars like Doritos, Sunday's ads will feature some online upstarts. Wix, a free online website builder, is betting big, as is internet news site and social media darling BuzzFeed.
Native and social is part of BuzzFeed's DNA. They're very, very good at it. That's where they're born. But, you know, they also want to expand themselves into a sort of larger media context. And then obviously, the best way to do that is to be part of the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is a global sporting event broadcast to more than 225 countries and streaming on devices worldwide. That means the splashy ads and the attention they garner online will ripple far beyond U.S. shores. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.